בקובל, זה ארבע לשדה של גאולה. חזל זו כמה בפגוס, זה ארבע לשדה של גאולה. It's mekubel that the arba l'shem yishol gula are as follows. Beginning of Parshas Va'eiro, Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to tell them, "V'chein emor l'bnei Yisrael, ani Hashem." God says he has had the Tachasivlas Mitzrayim. It's what? The Tzalti Eschem Be'avidoso. It's two. The Goalti Eschem Bizrayim Etuya Be'bishvotim Gedoidim. The Kubel, that's the third. Ve'lokachti Eschem Li Lo'ob Lo'isi Lochem Lelikim. The Kubel, that's the fourth. The God says it's a toast, but called Mokko. Very different God. The God says that the third is Vigalti Eschem Yisrael, the Tuya, and the fourth is Ubishvatim Gedoyim. Vigalti Eschem Bishvatim Gedoyim. Why? Vilakachti Eschem Li La'om, Vaisi Lachem Lelunki, is Matan Torah. Of the God, but the Torah is not part of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The Dalit Moshe Shel Geula, Shel Kedeta, we have Dalit Koisim, so Mel Seder has to be for the Etzim Yitzhak. The Lakachti is Dochte. Over in the Welt is the Kubel, or the Welt. Who is the Welt? What is the Welt? The Welt is the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Talmidei Chachomim. That's the belt. The rest of the belt's irrelevant. Kula Alma loy plige. Rishonim say, what's a Kula Alma? Kula Alma loy plige. So in the street, they're not arguing about something. If you grew up in the Gemara, they're not arguing. They don't know anything about it. What's a Kula Alma? Who's Kula Alma? Kula Alma, Talmidei Chachomim. He's... The rest of the Jews are told, but no, the Lokachti is the fourth. Zogda Baral, the Bio Hadvorim is, that no die, the Etzim Yitzir, like that on the Leil Seder, when we're saying the Dalit Koisus, Keneged, the Etzim Yitzir's Mitzrayim, that's not enough. We have to also understand what the Tachlis of Yitzir's Mitzrayim is. And that's a chelik of the Sipo Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Bela, the fourth coast, is the Lokachti Eschem Li La'om, Vaisi Lachem Lelukim, Vidatim, Ki Adi Hashem Elokeichem, Amotzi Eschem Itachas Sidlos Mitzrayim. But Torah, Vaisi Lachem Lelukim, will be the Abba Hashem, that's the Tachlis of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The God says that because the third and the fourth are be'etzev the Goalti Eschem Yisrael the two Yibishvotim Gedoyim, they're connected by the Goalti Eschem. That's why you can't mustn't be mapsing between the third and the fourth verse. The Maral says that you mustn't be mapsing because the Tachlis. So the Tachlis is the Yitzir. It mustn't be Bapsik. This is the Yitzir. It was Kedei, but Lokachti Eschem. It mustn't be Bapsik. That's the Etzim Yitzir doesn't stand on its own without the Tachlis. Interesting is, Lokachti Eschem Li Lo'om Yisi Lochem Lelukim. Not in Torah. Came to Av Hashem. Av Hashem Lochem Lelukim. The Torah is most of something else. Vidatem ki Adi Hashem Elokeichem. You have to know Adi Hashem Elokeichem. Haboitzi Eschem Itachas Sidlos Mitzrayim. Part of becoming the Av Hashem and part of Kabbalah Satoyim is Vidatem. whether it be Vibhaya, Abyssal, what's the Nikudim? But Nacha Nikudim, he's Moshe Rabbeinu carried on, he didn't stop here for Nacha. Ba'etzim, there's another stage. And there are Rishonim who held that one can make five choices. Can I get the fifth Lashon? What's the fifth Lashon? V'heivesi eschem el ha'oretz asher asosi es yodi nosei seso l'avrom yitzhok u'yakub nosati oiso lochem b'rosho ani asher. But Torah, the tachlis of the Shmitz tachlis is b'as ha'oretz. In Kama Bekomis, we find that Bias Ha'oretz is for the Tachlesim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We saw last time, if you remember, Stavadish, I'm going to remind you, we spoke about the Indian of Eretz Yisrael, the Godless of Eretz Yisrael, the Bechashivus of Eretz Yisrael. We saw the Ramban, who explains the Tashgoche in Eretz Yisrael, is a direct Tashgoche from Hashem Yisborah. Not b'derech Hateva, not b'derech Malochim. There's no Malach who's the Tsar of Eretz Yisrael. We saw that Rashi in Masbir, Eretz Yisrael is a Mokum Ruchni Ma'oid, a different level of a country which is not Soivel Averus. And Soki Haaretz Eschem, Rachman and Itzlon. It doesn't happen miyad. Over Chas V'Sholim, you shouldn't see again a kiyum of it. A country which is miyuchad for kiyum ha-Torah, a mokum ch'avira da'ara is machkim. A Bokim which responds to Kiyum HaTorah VaMitzvos. Vayoyim Shavoy HaTishmael Mitzvoy Sai She'anochi Mitzav Eschem V'nasati V'tar Artzachem V'itoy Davke Artzachem V'tar Artzachem Yoyim Malkush V'shef Abroche. Here comes Im Shavua Tishmua Mitzvoyisai. Hishom Bilochem, and Yivtel Vavchem, Psaotim, Vavantim, Elohim Acheiri, Ve'otzar, Shem Yisra Shomai, Rachmon Litzlo. Sometimes, Miroiv Kfira, that we're surrounded with, in the Velt Bechlola, but in the Welt in which we grew up, in Chutzlot, most of us, not everybody, some people here, Baruch Hashem, grew up in Eretz Yisrael, but most of us grew up in Chutzlot, in the places where about it, they're sorry, with Malachi, with Mechulim. But even here in Eretz Yisrael, the right fear that there is here in Eretz Yisrael, Machedo Atoyim Nebach Yachzru Bitruva Vimheir Vyomeinu. We often, very often, don't appreciate where we are. Very often, don't appreciate that we're living for Paltr and Shomelech. No, we can't see the Melech. It seems Lichoira look over here as though they're going to Derech HaTeva. Oh, but that's only a person who wants to close his eyes. Because I say, the lechayra is a very shvacha lechayra. If you open your eyes and look a little bit, you see that things happen in Eretz Yisrael, very, very mishudadik of things, very different than happen in Chutz Lars. Alkol Pani. The Tachlis of Yitzis Mitzrayim is Matan Torah. Of a Matan Torah needs a Mokum. And Rashi tells us at the beginning of the Torah, the Be'etzim, the Torah should have started with our parasha. Achodish hazeh lochem, shu mitzvah rishoyna, should be started by Yisrael. Torah is about mitzvahs. Why doesn't the Torah start with mitzvahs? Start with the mitzvahs. Ba'at ta'am posuk b'pereishis, why we have this whole arichas? Rabban says the kash is even greater because this is Parshas Bereishis. Who understands Parshas Bereishis? We need to know in the Hanavi Yesod in Emuna that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the boire of a Parshas Bereishis. Where Fashleit Parshas Bereishis only Mukuboli. Rabbi Ruchim say Chetzadik the Kodesh Baruch Hu the Mira Mashgiach said that Parshas Bereishis is different than the rest of the Torah. The Kola Torah Kula, what's poshut as you read it, is pshat. The Kola Torah Kula can be learned by Derech Hanista. You have to be Misabit, Derech Rebbez, till you get to the Derech Soid. Says Rabbi Ruchim of a Parshas Bereishis Paket. What's poshut as you read Parshas Bereishis, the poshut of the Psukim, that's all Derech Nista. If you want to get to some type of nigla havodah, my separations, you have to be misabik with their rebbes, with their omik, the mashu. Roshni, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create everything? Is it Abira? Vayoy vayihi ar. Vayihi ar. Understand it? Is that what it means? How does say yihi ar create ar? So the Mekubalim will explain to you how such an Amira and spinning such oisius, a yud with a hay, with a yud, with an aleph, with a vav, with a reish, yehi ar, is goyreim, the soid is the oisius, that's goyreim, yehi ar. Actually, poshu pshat. And the pashtami start saying, what does it mean, Amira? What is it when a person speaks? So it's a hirui of his machshavas. So what does it mean that Vayoda, he means HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Ar, and wanted Ar, and there was Megale, that machshava, that he wanted Ar. So then there was Ar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria through his rods, and he made the Bria. It's not the posh of pshat, it's Vayomer Yehi Ar. That's an oimik. And it's, you get deeper and deeper in the oimik to understand. Some mahalach, some the Ramban. Why is the Torah open up with Parshas Bereishis, something which Betz and only the Kubalim can really understand? You need to have a posuk somewhere telling you the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Boirei Ha'olam. So Rashi, that the Torah starts with Bereishis, and the etzim, the whole Sefer Bereishis, all the stories of Noah and Avram, the Ovesak Doishim, and vice stories from Rashi, everything up to our parsha, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, is all a Hagdavah. Before you start with mitzvahs, you have to have a Hagdavah. Now what's the Hagdavah? You have to know, Koyach, Ma'isad Higid La'avil, Oseis Le'n Nachas Goyim. We have to know that Eretz Yisrael is ours. What's Rashi telling us? The Hagdavah of Kol HaTorah Kuleh is to understand Eretz Yisrael is ours. And if you don't understand Eretz Yisrael is ours, If you think that we stole Eretz Yisrael, that some, like the other nations get countries, like in America, the people come there and conquer the Red Indians, Nebuch, and then they take it, they keep it, and they claim it's theirs. Only Klal Yisrael, they always have a taina. This is not ours. The Americans can steal America, the Germans can steal Germany, the English can steal England. People who know British history know that the whole Malchus in England is not an English Malchus anyway. They came from William the Conqueror, the Fuller. Achutzme, they come and say, we stole it. In 1065, who was the boss of England? Yeah? A guy called Harold. In 1066 came William the Conqueror, the captain. Said, "Du sagst, we had a chutzpah." Bechule. If you think that Eretz Yisrael is ours b'mikra, or it was ours b'mikra, but it is ours b'mikra, and we had better terrorists than anybody ever has had before. Yiddish terrorists are successful. Look at 1948, all the terrorism that they did. And we got the demon. All these other Nebuch Arab terrorists are trying here, trying there. Yiddish terrorists are Matzliach. Like Medina. If that's how you think we got Eretz Yisrael, so then, okay, what's Eretz Yisrael got to do with mitzvahs? You have to know that this Heilige Mokim is be'etzim ours, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it, Lasha Yosha Be'enov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave his Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why do I have to know that? Torah is about mitzvahs, I want to keep mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim, start telling me mitzvahs. Because if you want to understand what mitzvahs are, you have to know that there's a Mokim Yuchid for mitzvahs. If you think that mitzvahs are just a nice way of life, it's a religious way of life, it's a very fulfilling way of life, all the different things that you can talk about mitzvahs, and you haven't understood bechlal what mitzvahs are, and there's no point in you opening the Torah. You have to know that mitzvahs are the metzias of the ganze Welt. And the mitzvahs is tachlo baraisu u'bara alma. That the mitzvahs are the yesod of the whole bria, and not that there's a bria, that there's a world, and here we are, we're dragging around this world. So what should I do? You know what? I think there's a God. Ooh, that's interesting. And I think you should remember there's a God. A guy asked me on one of the planes I was on. He said, "What are these? I see these Jews walk around with these strings. What are these?" So I said, "It reminds us of God." Oh, thank you, sir. Well, I should give him a whole vat on tzitzis and he's made it where it is. I had better things to do. So did he. It reminds you of God. Very nice. You know what? I think you'd be kedai, you should pray three times a day. And I've got a cute thing to remind you of God. You know, I designed black boxes, very weird things. You put them on. It's very strange. It'll remind you about God. You know, it's kedai Saturdays. What day a week? What do you have to have? Everything working. Oh, no, Saturdays is it? Let's have a rest, let's have family time, socializing, have a longer time in shul, so you can schmooze with everybody and all your friends, then afterwards have a kiddush, and you can't wait for the kiddush after, okay, we'll have a kiddush club before, then you have a kiddush afterwards, that's why I think. You haven't understood what Yiddishkeit's about. That's a Goyisha religion. That's a religion made up by man. Istachem Araisa Bara Alma. Torah is the yisod of the Bria. The whole Bria is came out of Torah, not the
Torah came out of the Bria.
So therefore, where do you see such a thing? It's the yisod of the Bria. Because there's one place in the world where you can see it, that the physical place, the physical world reacts to mitzvahs. But that's what Eretz Yisrael is. It's sensitive to mitzvahs. And that's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I make you my Am, I have a mokum miyuchad for you to live, to be my Am. It's a mokum in which you can get closer to me more easily than anywhere else. It's called there, it's Kanan, the Lashon Hachna. You can be machnir yourself to me, you can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a mokum where the Teva HaMokum, says the Kuzri, is to get Nevi'is, that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if today we don't have Nevi'is, Al Kolponim Avira Da Aram Machkim, you can understand Torah better here. It's not Bichdi. It's not because of the political situation that there's so many people learning Torah. The level of Torah Eretz Yisrael is a different level of Torah than the Torah itself. It's part of the Teva of Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is Hakadama to mitzvahs. The whole of Sefer Bereishis, and up to Acholish Hazeh Lochem, is all the Hakdama to the Torah. And the Hakdama, the Yisod is, Eretz Yisrael is ours. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Matana Gedoyl of Eretz Yisrael. V'lokachti eschem li'lom, ve'vesi eschem el'oretz asher ososi yisyodi nosei sesa. To the others. In the Agoda, we say the beginning of Sifu Yitzis Mitzrayim. Bitchila ovdi avodah zara hoyu avoseinu. Va'achshav kervado amokim la'avodos. Kodesh Baruch Hu is bekarev us la'avodos, to be his avodi. But what's the raya? Shneema. Vayomi Yeshua kol ha'om. Koy omar Hashem elikei Yisrael. Ve'eivir anoho Yoshua v'seichim me'ayam. Terach avi Avrom v'avi nochor v'yavdu elohim acherim. That's a raya for the first part. Mitchila ovdi avodah zarah hoyu avoseinu. Terach avi Avrom v'avi nochor v'yavdu noshen rabim elohim acherim. It's not just Terach who's ovdi avodah zarah. The Rambam says, at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that Avraham Avinu was born into Terach's family, and was Oved Imoyim. He did Avodah Zarah. Mitchila Oved Avodah Zarah, Hoyu Avi Seidu. Terach is not Nechshav as Avi Seidu. Avraham is Avi Seidu. So what's the Raya, the Achshav Kirvana Abokim L'Avodah Zarah? I brought Avraham Avinu to Eretz Kedar. Va'arve Zaroi, va'etin lo is Yitzchok, va'etin Yitzchok is Yaakov is Esau, va'etin lo Esau is Haseel or Reshes Esau, v'Yaakov v'vod of Yodim Yitzchok. Where's the Raya? Kirvodu Habakkuk Lavidosim. Teretz is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring Avraham Avinu into Eretz Yisrael? Into Eretz Kanaan, into the Eretz of Hachna. Because that's the Mokum of Avodah. That's the Mokum where a person can be Oved Hashem, we call a Barak, we call Gidol. It's chutz for the fact that it's the Mokum where one can be Mekayim all the Ramach Mitzvah's essay. And all the Shasal Lois essay, in Chutzot you can't. But even more than that, it's the Mokum where the Matthias of Torah is the Matthias of living here. Well, And the other children of Avraham, they were sent away. Not Eretz Yisrael. Va'etin Yitzchak es Yaakov es Esau. Va'etin Esau es Haseir. Laresh es Esau. I gave Esau Haseir. Go, Esau, arise. You don't have Eretz Yisrael. You take Haseir. He was very happy. But Yaakov v'ol of Yodim Mitzrayim. Why did they have to go to Mitzrayim? Because there's a little tanai to get Eretz Yisrael. Bris Beit Absarim was going there that to have Eretz Yisrael, which was Avraham Avinu's Shailo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, you are going to have Eretz Yisrael, and it will be Lekol HaDoros, Yerusha, for Yozroi, for Yozera. Avraham Avinu asked, Baba Eida, how do I know? Ki Irashes. I'm going to be Yerush. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, you'll have children, he didn't ask anything. What was the bigger carrot? What was the bigger carrot? That Avraham should have children, or that the children should be Yerush Eretz Yisrael? One of the bigger pillar was to have children. Avraham Avinu b'derech hateva could not be moiled. And certainly Avraham and Sarah, or Avram and Sarai, could never have children b'derech hateva, and he knew that b'derech hateva lebalavid the kochavim bazos. It's not shy. Kol Shmuel told him, "Save it, stagnidu shalom. You are going to have children." That Zera is going to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. Baba Eida. What was Baba Eida? Yerusha means that it remains ours forever. But Yerusha stays forever. Eretz Yisrael is a place where Saki Haaretz is. Baba Eida ki Yerushena. Eretz Yisrael is Eidu Saibu over Avera. How do I know we're going to keep it? How do I know that the Doris singers are going to keep Eretz Yisrael? Is that called the Shmuel out to the Bris Beit Absarim? The Bris Beit Absarim gave Zaracho Eretz Loilohem Vavodu Veidu Oisam Abba Meishano Achreichem Nisagoy Hashem Vavodu Dono Noichi. What's the Rechush God? What's this whole answer to the question? The Mephoshim, that Klal Yisrael would become a body to in an Eretz Loi Lohem. And then HaKadosh Baruch will take us out and we will become the Avodim of Hashem Yisbar. And that's the Rechush Gadol. They learned the Al-Shul HaKadosh. Out of the Poshim. The Rechush Gadol is that we become Avdei Hashem. An Eved is a Metzias. Once a person's an Eved, it's a Metzias, he's an Eved. We've never seen an Eved. We don't have the musig of what an Eved is. An Eved is a different type of person. An Eved belongs, the Metzias, to his honor. Now you can have an Eved who's a good Eved, who does what he's told to do. And you can have an Eved who refuses to do what his honor tells him. He's a bad Eved. He doesn't become always Eved. He's the Metzias of Eved. When he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, so the honor beats him and forces him to do what he does. We've never seen such a thing. Okay. Because unfortunately we haven't seen Avdus. The old musig of Avdus gives us goose pimples. And like I said to Kamapoli, when you see the Avdei Hashem, in most places, I'm not bucky at all these English translations, far from it, But most places I remember, they translate Eved Hashem as a servant of the Lord. But Eved is not a servant. But Eved is a slave. We are Avdei Hashem means we are slaves of Hashem. Slave? Slavery, that comes with such negative connotations today. A slave. We've only seen people who are employees. Servants, employees, whatever. When the employer tries to get the employee to do something which he doesn't want to do, it's really unpleasant. He resigns. Nowadays you have places where they have all sorts of laws that the employer is not allowed to say certain things to the employee. It's abuse. He goes to some tribunal. The employee has rights. But in a chanami, an employee has rights. Because an employee with an employer is asking, you give me certain amount of money and I'll give you certain services. You don't give me the money, then it's finished. I'm not giving you the services. We made a hesked for a little while. I decide I want more money. So if I know that you need me more than I need you, so I go on strike. And if I really got koyach, I make an igud, an organization called unions. All the workers in my field will all go on strike. And I'll force you to give me more money. And if the employers are stronger, they'll fire all the employees and my new employees and whatever it is, it goes back and forth. Once you're fired, you're always employee. You're only an employee, calls mud, then you're doing the job. An Eved is like that. An Eved is a mitzvah of an Eved. Bakoch, he has to work. He's a good Eved, Gewaldig. He's a bad Eved. So the odd beats him until he does his job. There's no such thing as the Eved becoming always Eved. But there is a process of being Meshachrer and Eved. There is a process. What's the cancer process? Mabe Eidaki Yiroshenim. This Heilige Bok of Eretz Yisrael, how do I know I'm going to get a keep Eretz Yisrael? So as Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, they're going to become my Avodim. And once they're my Avodim, they're always my Avodim. I might give them Oynish. If they're not Oymed, I might beat them. I might kick them out of where they live for a certain amount of time. Until they come back, and I'll bring them back to be by our body. Of their metzias and by our body. And this mokum is a metzias, Yerushas, Klal Yisrael. Yetzias Mitzrayim. The whole process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'lokachti eschem mi la'om, v'yisi lochem lelokim. That's Matan Torah, Eloh Hanami. But what does it mean, Matan Torah, that we became the Am Hashem? V'yisi lochem lelukim. There's a two-way deal here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our balabos. V'yidatim ki ani Hashem elokeichem ha-moitz yeschem mitachasim lois mitzroim. To become the Am Hashem, you have to be a Yodea. We'll get there in a second. V'yveisi yeschem elo'oritz asher nososis yodi noseis yisol avrom yitzor aliyachim nosati oysol lochem berosh ani Hashem. You'll have Eretz Yisrael. Va'et le'isul is ha'seil al reshus oisayim. Out of Eretz Yisrael. You don't get Eretz Yisrael. It's only Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Sholem was Mekarim. Va'achshom kervonu ha'mokim la'vidos. Yaakov v'vonu v'yodu v'itzrayim to be Mekarim the Brisbane ha'vassoyim that we should have Eretz Yisrael. To be an Eved Lashem is a flip side of having Eretz Yisrael. To have Eretz Yisrael, we have to be an Eved Lashem. Avodim Lashem. It's the mockum for Avodim. Later on in Leil Seder, people rush through the whole Iker of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Iker of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Leil Seder, is to tell over the fourth Suki that the Mevi Bikurim says when he brings Bikurim. And that's what the Baal HaGadol darshans each one of these psukim. From Arabi Oved Avi, Vayered Mitzrayba. And the fourth pasuk is interesting. The three psukim, the Baal HaGadol darshans, all every word there, Nochat Rosha, Nochat Rosha, Nochat Rosha. And every drosha, that's all you have to learn, and they'll say that. Every drosha is part of the Sipur, and part of the things which we need to know for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But interesting, it comes to the fourth pasuk, that's the Iker of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The fourth pasuk, Vayotzieido Hashem mi Mitzrayim, biyot chazok, and Mizrayim to you, bevayra godol boises of the Moises. Here, the Baal HaGadol darshans this pasuk in two ways. First, he darshans it, Vayotzieido Hashem mi Mitzrayim, lo yeledei malach, lo yeledei sorof, v'chule. When he darshans that, the pasuk he brings a raya, biyot chazok ezoy ha-teva, u'bizroi netu yezu ha-cherev, u'bemoyre godol zu gilu shchina, u'be'oysa zoy ha-mata, u'be'oysim zoy ha-dom. That's one drasha. Then, the Baal HaGadol, for something which he doesn't do it anywhere else in the HaGadol, dova acher, brings a dova acher. Biyot chazok ezoy, bizroi netu yezu shtay, u'bemoyre godol shtay, u'be'oysa shtay, u'be'oysa shtay. Eilu eser, maka shehem yakodesh bofu al mitzvim b'mitzvayim, ve'eilu heim. The first way he darshans the pasuk, b'moyre godol gilu shchina, yom chazok v'chule, and the second way is the ten makas. What's the bio? Is it machlokes? Two different opinions, and therefore left to the machlokes on Leil Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How can be mesaper Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with the machlokes? Be mesaper Sipur. So the Lamdonim don't have a kasha to say that. So bring both shittas. What's schwer? Can't be mesaper with different shittas. There's ganze machlokes in the beer of the Haggadah. There's more than two shittas in the beer of the Haggadah. And I bow in a sapper, not a machlokeson. So what's rare? But if horror, that's not the bio of Rabbi Yisrael. Al regel achas. The bio is the first way that Baal HaGadol darshans the apostle. Arei, this is the Iki Yitzir, by Yotzieido Hashem mi Mitzrayim. How was Yotzieido Mitzrayim? What is Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is Yetzias Mitzrayim the physical Yetzir which they walked out of Egypt? When did that happen? It happened on the night? No. We didn't leave our houses on the night. It happened by day. Paro tried to throw us out at night. But we were not leaving. It was awesome to leave the house. Kol Oysa Laila, it was awesome to leave the house. We didn't leave Mitzrayim physically by night. So why is Leil Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leil Seder? If it's a physical Yetzir, we should be celebrating it on the day of Yom Tov. Teretz is. The Ikim Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the physical Yetzir that we walked out of Mitzrayim. The Iker of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Rechush Gadol that we were called and we became Avdei Hashem. When did we become Avdei Hashem? Chatzis HaLaila B'Shas Makas Mechoyres. What happened? Makas Mechoyres, Paro came looking desperately for Moshe and Aaron with Avodo. Where are they? He says, I'm going to die, we're all going to die. And Moshe says, okay, you want to stop the Maka? Then announce that we are Avdei Hashem. Which, Reparo, I've been telling you for a whole year, Shlaches Ami B'Avduni. And you refuse. this point he capitulated completely, says the Yerushalmi. He announced, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach in his voice to go over the whole of Yisrael, and everybody heard, Ad hashta avodai hayisem, mikad alahaba, mikad ve'elech, avdei Hashem. So, me'ami, ve'ivdu es Hashem elokeichem, kashem, vibartem, everything that I said is bottle, you go and be avdei Hashem. That was Yitzias Mitzrayim. When we became avdei Hashem, that is the ruchnius niki Yitzias Mitzrayim. Physically, leaving Mitzrayim, walking out, that was the next day. Oh, but that's a Gaudish. It's not Gaudish, it's also grace and music, but that's a different parasha. Leil Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Leil Sipur. Leil Seder, which we're the sap of the Sipur, is for the Yitzias Mitzrayim Aruchnis that we became Avdei Hashem, and that took place in Chatzos HaLaila. We're Mechuyiv to be the sap of the Sipur to our Kindalach. V'igadito levincho b'yoyim ahu leima b'avuzeh also Hashem li v'tzeisim v'mitzrayim. Many people remember this pasuk because it's brought near the beginning of the Haggadah and people are still awake and people are still saying it slowly. So people remember what the Haggadah says, Babu ze, lo yamalti ele v'shor sheish matzo, mora v'nochim v'fanecha. And the minig is to point to the matzo, the mora v'nochim v'fanecha. And then you grow up and you think that's a pshat ha-poshet in the posuk. It's not a pshat ha-poshet in the posuk. In the parasha, that's the end of the parasha. The end of the parasha, many people don't manage to get there. Maybe people don't manage to get to the beginning of the parasha either. There are some people what Arba is, so the answers are very, very strange. Okay, it was last week, it wasn't this week. We'll see when I go back next time, we'll see if they know what Arba is. It's not four, in case you think. And there aren't four of us. There were four fathers, but they're not four of us. I didn't have the patience to ask him who the four were. Years ago, I did ask somebody who the four fathers were, and he was very, very shmer shaila. And eventually, he told me Avram, Aaron, David. I don't remember. I don't remember what the fourth. I don't remember if he remembers what the fourth was. At the end of the parasha, Shnei Gadol Talavincha Bayoy Bahu Leiber Ba'avuze Osa Hashem Li B'Teisi V'Mitzrayim. What's the Poshut Pshat Ba'avuze? Dr. Rashi, Shuto Shel Mikra Ba'avuze. What do you have to tell your child? Mi Gadol Talavincha Bayoy Bahu Leiber. You have to tell your child. What do you have to tell him? Ba'avuze. Dr. Rashi, Ba'avur she'akayim mitzvoisov k'goyim pesach matzah morah halalu. Yes, Ba'avur zeh, you point to the matzahs and the morah, but the Ba'avur zeh, osa Hashem li, b'tzeisim mitzrayim. Ba'avur she'akayim mitzvoisov, the whole of Yitzias Mitzrayim was Ba'avur she'akayim mitzvoisov. Tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to become avodim l'Hashem. When the child asks the shailas of Manish Tana, and we answer, Bekitzer Rav, according to some Mefarshim, Avodi Vayinu, the Pharaoh of Mitzrayim, Vayotzi'enu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, Yod Chazok Misrael Etuya, that's how we answer it. A lot of Mefarshim say that is answering the child, Bekitzer, the whole Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, a regal achas, could be that we're worried he'll fall asleep, and we won't give him the answer to the Manish Tana. Over the gods of the Barat. Now, what is the answer? It says here three things. Avodim hayinu lefaroi v'mitzrayim. Three things. We were avodim to Paro, who was a melech kosher, v'mitzrayim in a mokim kosher. Paro is a melech kosher she'osa atzmo eloha He claimed he was a god, and he was the boss of everything, and we were avoding to him. But can they get that? Says three things. Vayotzienu Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that Rabbeinu Shalom is the Elokah. Elokeinu. We have to be avodim Lashem. Misham, from Mitzrayim, a mokim koshim, ma'oid, a mokim of tuma, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nizgale Sham in Mitzrayim. Biyod chazok in Mitzrayim. In order to become an Eved, a slave has to have an Adam. The Chovis Avovas, the Char Precious, says, Avdus, the Avdus is Mishar HaMitztarfim. They're two sides of, this, of one coin. If you haven't got an Adam, then you can't be an Eved. If you want to be an Adon and you haven't got an Eved, you're not an Adon. You want to be an Adon, go and buy an Eved. Or if you don't have an Eved, you're not an Adon. The Hobo Italian. Musovich Hobo Italian. Now, if I decide that I think that we should be Avodim Lashem, I think there's a deity out there. And I think we should do all his commands, so we should serve him. Can I be a slave? I could have a relationship like an employee and an employer. The Hainu, to be an Eved is something that I am mechuyev and I have no choice. I have to be Eved. I'm a metzias of an Eved. I have no choice. And if Chas v'shalom, I'm not a good Eved, they'll be Oynish. How can I make myself into an Eved? It's impossible. You can't make yourself into an Eved. You can make yourself into an employee, but you can't make yourself into an Eved. You can decide you want to do religious things. But when it gets shver, the whole Avdus came from you. This whole Musa came from you. You decided you're an Eved. So now I'm always Eved. Apesha asa, apesha hitir. You come along and tell me, whoever invents the system, that there's certain things that you can't do. And I have a Yetzer Hara, I want to do them. The Moshe. I remember once in the Shmuz, many years ago, Mashgiach, Zecher Tzadik LaKadosh Livracha, was talking about the Kavonah in Kriyat Shema. Lo av tois Hashem lekecha b'chol levov b'chol nafshecha. Afilu hu noy tel nafshecha. You have to give a kabbal on yourself to die al pi kiddush Hashem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu noy tel es nafshecha. If we have a kabbal that. That's part of Kabbalah's oil malchus shamayim. And then he says, tell me. You have a kabbal. Imagine yourself being in the Inquisition. And the guy is saying there, bow down to this Savoy de Zara. Cross yourself, be Makabal, Yoshki, Clay, whatever, and the thing is trying to force you to do this Aveira. And no, we'll torture you, we'll kill you. And I did the hook. There's Makabal on yourself. Imagine from more recent history. Been forced into a gas chamber, singing Shema Yisrael, Adonai Noilam, Asimche, Misa, Biderech Hashem. Rashi says, tell me something. You make me kabbal on yourself to learn morning Seder without any Dvarim B'Telim? 4 hours without Dvarim B'Telim. Whoa, no. The kabbal, 4 hours without any Dvarim B'Telim. No coffee breaks. No shmuzerai. Mekabel. No try. Bli neder. Mekabel shmuz. It doesn't help you. We've been mekabel. Avdus is doing mekayim what the Adam wants from us. But what happens when there's a Yetzirah? If the whole Avdus comes from me, that type of religion is too much for me. I'm always having. I don't believe I could make accuracy. You're walking in the street and there's a Yetzirah. No, I don't ad kidei kach. You have to be a normal person. Dainu baltaibu. It's a normal person today. You have a little lashon hara you want to say. You're upset about something or whatever reason you want to say this lashon hara. Nah, ad kidei kach. It's not lashon hara. It's always the first teretz. Whenever you want to say lashon hara, it's not lashon hara. Why? We're the Bailin. We decide what's Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is anything I don't want to say. Anything I do want to say is not Lashon Hara. Avdus has to be that it comes to me b'chutz. That there's an Adoin, whether we like it or we don't like it. It's not that I can't invent this musig of Adoin, because I can't be an edit to something I invent. No, come on, I can have a relationship, I can do a whole religion, and say, oh, I can't be an Eved. Because whenever my Yetzer Hara comes, it's a Pesha Asa. What stops that Pesha Asa? What says, you have to learn without Dvarim B'Teilim? You mustn't look. You can't say that. You're an Eved. They have no choice. They have Bechira. But you have no choice. You can't resign your Avdus. What's Mechai of that? Has to be two things. One is we have to see that there's an honor. We have to be shown, not Mitzideinu, we have to be shown Bechush, there's an honor. And number two, we have to realize that the Adon insists on kiyum of his rotzim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is to become an Eved Lashem. So the Baal HaGadi explains, by Yotzieinu Hashem mi Mitzrayim biyot chazoch b'Yisrael etuv b'meira gadol voices of a moifsim. The first way he darshens the pasuk is Gilu Shchina. In the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it all came davke Hashem was nisgalat was Hashem Yisroch lo yedei malach lo yedei sov lo yedei shliach el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido b'atzmai. It was a gilui of Hashem Yisroch b'chvoido b'atzmai. Ani Hashem, ani v'loy acher. B'yod chazoko, zo hadeve, o b'Yisrael etuyo, zo yacher, o b'moira, gonu zu gilui shchina, there was a gilui shchina in Mitzrayim. It wasn't a thing that we dreamt up ourselves. And Rabbi say, we went into a new shlav of emunah. Yidden in Mitzrayim had the Kabbalah from the Avos HaKadosh. Right, there is a Borei Olam. How did the Avos HaKadosh come to the emunah? Through Seichel, through Hakorah, as Sichlistika Hakorah. That's not enough to be Mechayev Avdus Mamash. In Mitzrayim, there was a Gilui Shchina. Every single Yid, every Pashto Yid, saw in Mitzias as a Borei Olam. The Makkos came to demonstrate to us clearly the Yesodos HaEmunah, to see it Mechush, in a very simple way. Mechush, and not a deep philosophical idea. And then, Yitzias Mitzrayim had something else in it. The Makkos had something else. Eilu esem Makkos shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu al haMitzrim veMitzrayim. The Makkos came in a derech of Mido Keneged Mido. Oynish. Oynish for the Mitzrim, for their kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed, I am here, and you're mechuyev to be mekayem my rotzi. Mido keneged mido is a gilui. Be'etzim, the first you saw the mido keneged mido is a chesed gadol. A person does an aveira and he gets an oynish mido keneged mido, it wakes him up. This was an aveira. Stop doing this aveira. But mido keneged mido also tells us, I know exactly what you're doing. And you've got to change your behavior. And I'm not letting you get away with it. But there are various reasons which I'm going to go into now. Paro was zoiche, Paro and his avodim and his people were zoiche to be the biggest megalim of these yesoidas to the world. The end of the whole parasha of their zchus is next week. The kovda b'paro b'chol chelo. Kriyas Yamsuf, the grace of gilui kvod shamayim that there was. Paro b'chol chelo, b'chol avodo, b'chol amo. They were the actors on the stage. They were the emtsoi for this gilui. So the Baal Agoda tells us, Yitzis Mitzrayim is to become Avdei Hashem. Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Mishom tells us two things. We could ask in two ways, and they're both mashlim each other. One was the Gilu Shechina, there is a Bari Olam, and number two, you're mechuyev to do his Ratzim. The Makas Shehevi Alam Mitzrim, Oynish, Mido Kereget Mido. Be'etzin, these parishes, we have to learn and open our eyes and take the message from all these from these parishes. The Ramban at the end of the parasha tells us that all the different shittas in kfira that there were in the world, and there still are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be megaled etos. V'kasher yirtzo elokim be'edo be'yochid v'yaseh imoy moifes v'shinu min hoge shel oylam v'tivoy yizbare lakol bitul adeyus ha'ilu kulam. The Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to be mevare Bittul Hadeus of Kfira. He wanted to show, number one, Mitziyusoi. He wanted to show that he's the Boire, Umechadish Oilam Yesh Me'ayim. He wanted to show that he's a Yodea, what happens in this world, that he's a Mashgiach, that he's Nosei Schava Oynesh, and that he's Megale his Rots and Binevius to Bnei Adam. He communicates with people. And all that was Nizgale in the process of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. U'ba'avur ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yaseh oisem moifes b'chol dor le'enei kol rosha o koifer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megale this one time. What's the pshat? He was Megale. Is it only for them? Does it make sense? Why should it be only for them? Beforehand, Klal Yisrael knew all these Yesoidas. They were Mekabel from the Avos HaKadoshim. Yeah, we were Mekabel because Avraham Avinu worked it out. And it's a Milsa to be Stabre Moed. And the Chorez Muchach. And then Achanami Avraham Avinu was Zoyche to Nevius. And Yitzchak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu. And we had a Yosef. As our grace is Hadi. Had Ruach HaKodesh, also was Zoyche to Nevius. He was the Yaseh, the beginning of the Yishuv in Mitzrayim, then came Yaakov Avinu, and Yehuda, the Shivtei Kor, they were the Yaseh, this Yishuv. But amazing, it didn't hold. We slipped away from it, except Shevet Levi.
So that wasn't enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was Megalek of Kol, all these systems.
Now it's not Talui on being Mekabel from Ploini, who said that there's a Bari, who Ploini, who thinks that there's a Bari, who worked out that there's a Bari. If Pashut, you saw it. It's Pashut, you saw that the Bari knows what's going on. It's Pashut that you saw that Rebbeinu Shem knows his Chavayim. It's Pashut that Rebbeinu Olam is Menabe. And Nevuah, to have Nevuah so there won't be any Sak Shaila Ki who's there in Nevuah, because in order to be an Eved, we have to be 1,000% certain that we have been the Kayim, the Rotson of the Adon, and not somebody's interpretation. Nevuah, you had to wait till you come to Maimon Har Sinai for the real Spitz Gilui of Nevuah that we all heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. No Shaila. We were part of it. That's the Gilui of this Yisoy Desoy Muna. That we, the Yitzis Mitzrayim, the process of Yitzis Mitzrayim was begun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it then, and doesn't do it, and hasn't done it again. Not in such a stark oif. Ubavu, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yase oysu boifis v'chol dor lo eni kol rosho o koife, Yitzave oysonu shenase tomin zikoron v'ois lasher ro'u eineinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzave us, we have to give over what we saw. Not what we think and not what we are interpreting, but what we saw. Lasher ro'u eineinu. V'nati kadove el baneinu u'bneihem nivneihem u'bneihem l'dor acharon. We have to give it over, dor achador, what we saw. You'll tell me, oh, so I have to trust you now. First of all, the Ramban says, there's a cloud. A person's not made Eidus Sheker to the bottom. And even if we don't have a Messiah, we don't know, very few of us know our family tree back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even if we did know the family tree, many of those people on the family tree, Mizicha, wouldn't know who they were. But Bederech Rav Natalmi, we have a Messiah. Well, we know the people of the Messiah. And when we know the people of that Messiah, then we know that we can trust that Messiah. Who made up the story of Makkos? Who made it up? Who do you think made it up? So maybe you think I made it up. Okay, but I didn't make it up. I got it from my Rebbe. I got it from my father. You didn't know my father. You know a little bit about my Rebbe. I can tell you that they were Mamakshe Emes, She'enkid of Mosul, that I never saw. And they told me that their Rebbe were Mamakshe Emes. Like we never saw. So who do you think made it up? You go back through the door. You think the Chazanish made it up? Briskerov made it up? Do you think the Pastor Levenstein made it up? He used to speak about it the whole time. You have no musik about Rav Chaskel Levenstein. I was open to see him Sof Yomov. But I heard from Reb Shlomo, Zecher Tzaddik Lekodesh Livracha, so much about him. And Reb Shlomo was there on the line. He was Ish Amiti. Those people who remember what I said when he was Nifta. The last shmuz that I heard was that Tzigui, to be Mabakesh HaSo'emes. That was his whole life. And Mabakesh HaSo'emes. He lived up to that emes, and the Bakish is our emes, he was Moshe Nefesh for that emes. The Me'uyim Dika Oikon, as Yod Sai was a few days ago. Me'uyim Dika Oikon. The Mashgiach, no different. Well, he told us about our castle. I'm a Makish, 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 There is a CD which they put out. They're in the hall, I think, put it out. But Reb Shlomo talking about Reb Chaskel. Kedai to hear it. There's two. There's one about Reb Chaskel and one about the Chazon Ish. You'll get a little Muslim, a glimpse into who these people were. One thing you realize, you read the Sadoiris, that they were hidden in Klal Yisrael like that. Or Reb Shlomo is Mesapes Sipurim, what he himself went through and saw with Reb Chaskel, with the Chazon Ish. Please, for these diaries. And every door is that you read this out diaries. So who made it up? Rabbi said. The Vilna Gaon made it up. The Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch made it up. I'm jumping. The Rambam made it up. You know who the Rambam was. You schwitzed enough about a Rambam. Of a Rambam. You see how the Rambam's brain and how his yoyri, the umkan shel asugyas. He was an ish shakran who made it all up. It's ridiculous. Rashi HaKadosh made it up. It's ridiculous. The Goyni, Rav Hai, Rav Sadia. The Amoroi, we know lots of mices about the Gaon. The Gaon was a Rishon who lived in the time of the Achroigim, so we have lots of mices about the Gaonus of the Gaon. His Talmid Rav Chaim said, when somebody said that the Gaon would have lived at the time of the Tanoim, he would have been a Tana. He said, Chas v'sholem. He said, I didn't come anywhere near a Tana. He said, he was Badai Kiritva, Ulai Karashva, Vahalavai Karamba. He was like the later Doris of Rishonim. That was Badai. Maybe like the middle Doris of Rishonim. Alavai would be like the Ramba. Like the early Doris of the Rishonim. That's the Gaon. What were the Rishonim? And then what were the Goyim? What were the Amoraim? Abai and Rava made it up. We don't know that much about Abai and Rava, but from Talmidei Chachamim that we know, and we go back Kal v'Chomer, Ben Benoish, Kal v'Chomer, I don't know how many Ben Benoish you going to make the Kal v'Chomer of who Abai and Rava were. And then the Tanoi and Agdoshi. And the Doris HaRishonim. Who made it up? We have a Messiah, 132 Doris. Rav Talmid. So the Ramban, we have to pass it down through the Doris Mashiro Einenu Adador Acher. And that's the Yisod why the Torah is so machmir and why there's so many so machmir in certain mitzvahs in Zeichelitzis Mitzrayim and why there are so many mitzvahs in Zeichelitzis Mitzrayim. Because that's the Yisod, not only of our Emunah, Rabbi Yisod, that's the Yisod which makes us Avdei Hashem. When it's Bechush, that we're Avdei Hashem, then we can have Eretz Yisod. We need to learn these parashas properly. It's Hashem. Tomorrow, we'll try and go through the Makos, see what we can learn from them. So, Chayach, you have to know a Hagdoma, and then we can learn it. If we don't have a Hagdoma, what are we learning? Eilach Hanavi, it's a mitzvah to be Barabin Asaper, that's an El Seder. We won't be the whole night. Nitz Hashem will try to be Mekatzer. We'll try. Bez Hashem, tomorrow will be Mamshich. We'll be Yisoydus.